I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello, Puckalonians, and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. Welcome back again this month for our trivia game show. Very excited here. We have two wonderful contestants who are going to display their insane Pokemon knowledge. First, I'll introduce our most recent guest. In fact, this Game Corner, we got Basket.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
How you doing, Basket?
I'm doing really good.
Good, good. What have you been up to in Pokemon lately?
I'm actually still working on a Nuzlocke of Pokemon Sun.
Very nice.
It's going okay.
Going okay?
Yeah. I wiped everything but my starter, and then I had to start from scratch, but luckily I was like close enough in the beginning of the game to where that wasn't too hard.
Sure. So having to wipe everything but your starter has got to be tough.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
All right. Well, best of luck to you on that. His opponent, always a font of knowledge, always calm, cool, and collected, and a fearsome opponent on the show, we have R. Sigma.
Hello.
How have you been, R. Sigma?
I've been doing okay. Since we're recording this in the past, at this point, I think I'm probably working on my Kanto versus the World team.
Nice. Yeah, that is definitely an exciting tournament we have coming up. I wish I could participate, but I have other stuff going on, find me on the Discord. I can tell you about what's going on with that, but Kanto versus the World is a really cool concept. I would ask you about your team, but I'm sure you don't want to put out too many secrets right now, do you?
I mean, I'm speaking as future me right now. I haven't actually thought about my team.
I suppose, yeah.
I mean, this show's going out like a week before the tournament starts.
That's right. So you're still planning your team, so you probably don't know a whole lot of it yet, necessarily.
No, I have no idea.
All right. Awesome. Well, good luck to you on that. I can't wait to see that, and hopefully we'll have some video content on our YouTube channel. So, awesome. So, with introductions out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the first game.
Greetings, irresponsible parents of alpha children. I am Volga Vladinovskaya, spokesperson of the Family Services Division of the Devon Corporation. Do you wish for your child to behave like a proper citizen? Do you wish to be relieved of your parently duties and live free like you are young once more? Esdorva, bring your Plokiedeti to Driflim Decker, where we will take excellent care of them. You need not worry about their health, Roditelli. The Driflim will keep a close eye and limb on them at all times. Children who come to our daycare have been proven to come back home more soulless, well-behaved than ever before. Yet more shall you deal with joyous plusos and minions in your households. The best part is to ask. Your first month at Driflim Daycare is now mostly free. Barring, of course, your child's soul. Never mind. Just bring $50 and some bread. Nemostrana. Driflim Daycare. No refunds.
Hey, Snag, what you drinking?
Oh, this is Toxapepsi.
Toxapepsi? I haven't heard of that drink before.
It's a new soft drink. In their facility, Toxapex are hard at work making this wonderful soft drink. Guaranteed to make your gums bleed twice as much than other brands. Probably. Here, try some.
Ow! My gums! My teeth! My face!
Toxapepsi. The taste is merciless.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers!
Alright, Puckalonians, as you have heard, we're going to play Cliff Hiker, a classic game that we haven't played for quite a while, so I'm excited to bring it back. And we've also added a new twist into this. We have thrown in one more thing. So again, we're going to be giving these gentlemen Pokemon that they're actually hopefully semi-familiar with, and I'll explain more about that in a moment. And we're going to see if they can remember at what level some Pokemon evolve, level they learn a move, their base stat totals, and their Pokedex number. Any questions before we get started?
Nope, I'm ready.
I'm in the clear.
All right, awesome. So, the way I selected these Pokemon for these two gentlemen is they have both been gym leaders for our Summer League in the past. Basket most recently was a Dark-type gym leader, and our Sigma a couple years back was a Ground-type gym leader. So I've picked Pokemon either from your team or closely related to your team. I had to fudge one of them recently. So, Basket, let's go ahead and start with you.
All right.
On your gym team this year, you had on your dark gym team, you had an Alolan Persian. At what level?
Yes, I did.
At what level would an Alolan Meowth evolve into Alolan Persian?
I believe it is level like 20. Level 20.
Level 20. All right. So, oh, and I forgot one of the most important things. Also with this game, each member has picked out a Pokemon to take this journey for them, and their goal is to make sure that their Pokemon doesn't fall off the edge there. So, Basket, introduce the Pokemon walking for you.
It's my main man, Tyrogue. Call him Ty.
Ty the Tyrogue. I like it. Awesome. So, you say 20, and so Ty the Tyrogue, he takes a couple of steps. He in fact, starts jogging a little bit down the path. He takes 8 total steps because Meowth and Alolan Meowth evolve at level 28.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Tyrogue took 8 steps down the path. All right. Now, over to our Sigma. Sigma, introduce us to your Pokemon.
So, in honor of the legendary Hiker David of Kiawe's trial, we have Magmar.
Ah, that's who Hiker David is. All right, wonderful. So for your Magmar, to see how far Magmar is going to walk our Sigma, we'd like to know, at what level does Drillbur evolve into Excadrill? This was also on your gym team a couple years ago.
Yes, and I know that Drillbur evolves earlier than most Unova Pokemon, which is good for it. Though earlier in Unova is like level 30 something instead of level 55.
Right.
So let's just go with level 33, I think is important for the Drillbur line.
All right. So 33, your Magmar starts going down the path and doesn't go too terribly far, just 2 heated steps down the path. It evolves at level 31.
Okay.
All right, good. Moving on to the next one, we're going to be asking about a move that your Pokemon learn. And so, Basket, on your gym team this year, you had a Togekiss. And I'll admit, looking at Togekiss's moveset, a lot of the classic moves that it learns, it doesn't learn by level up, actually.
Yeah.
So, in fact, specifically, Togekiss does not learn any moves by level up, because once it evolves from a Togetic, it can't learn any more moves. So this is actually for Togetic.
All right.
At what level does Togetic learn Baton Pass?
Oh, man. Okay. I know this. I shouted out that 20 earlier. I'm going to think about this one a little bit longer.
Sure, sure.
Let's see. Okay. He learns Yawn and like right after like 10. And he learns Baton Pass like way later. I'm going to...
This one's got to be really hard because Togepi can evolve at whatever level because it's a happiness evolution.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just rough.
But at least Togepi's an egg, so it should evolve relatively early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to 40.
All right, so you're Tyro. You say 40, and he gets geared up. He starts to go down the path, and he actually gears down pretty quickly. He takes 1 step. It learns at level 41. Nicely done.
Nice.
Very nice. Good. All right, let's see what Sigma can do to respond. Now, back when Sigma was a gym leader, this Pokemon was in OU but has since been banned. You know what I'm talking about, Sigma, don't you?
Yeah, poor Mr. Zygarde.
Mr. Zygarde, yes. And one of the most useful use on a Zygarde, it's very splashable. It's going to be that Earthquake. You get that stab attack on it. What level would a Zygarde learn Earthquake, R. Sigma?
That's a good question, because I have no idea.
I suppose it's a nice move to have until you have, like, 1,000 arrows, but...
Yeah, 1,000 arrows is a tutor move, so you don't actually have to worry about that level for it. It also learned Lanzrath, which is just a bad Earthquake. Well, I mean, it has some uses, but it's still pretty bad. I have no clue, so I'm just going to guess, like, 51.
All right, with a guess of 51, your Magmar starts going down the path, and the Magmar takes all but 4 steps because it learns Earthquake at level 55.
Oh, wow, I had no idea.
So that was a really good guess.
I mean, if it's a Zygarde, I'm using a TM on it. I'm not worried about what level it's using, learning something.
All right, so after 2 rounds of this, Basket, your Tyrogue is only 9 steps down the path, and Sigma, your Magmar, is 6 steps, so very tightly contested. You guys are just showing how well our Puckle hosts know their stuff. So now we're going to move on to the base stat total question, and just as a reminder how this works, we'll take your guess, and we'll take how many points are off and divide that by 10, okay? And we'll probably do some heavy rounding on this too, if necessary. So, Basket, on your gym team, you also had a Ferrothorn. Very defensive Pokemon, very good defenses. But we're not just concerned with its defenses. We want to know its base stat total. What is the base stat total of Ferrothorn, Basket?
Okay, so he's got to be... He's not a legendary, but he's crazy tough.
He's very specialized, if that helps you.
Like,
it doesn't have a special attack stat.
So we're trying to figure out like the base total, right?
Yep, base stat total.
Okay. I'm gonna guess not great at HP, attack or special attack or speed. Fantastic at defense and special defense, but attack's not bad. We'll do 100. So that's 3, 4. Let's do 425.
All right. So with 425, and I think this will actually help you a little bit, it's actually 489. So you came in a little bit low, but...
Okay.
Let me look here. So if we do that actual subtraction, it is 64. We're going to round that 64 down to just 60, and dividing that by 10, your Tyrogue is going to take 6 steps down the path.
Okay. All right. All right? Okay.
Nicely done, good. So we're keeping it still. You're still under 20. You're at 15 right now. Let's see what our Sigma can do to respond. A very nice, very scary Pokemon, especially in a draft format. But again, this was on Sigma's gym team. Is Mamoswine? What is Mamoswine's base stat total, R Sigma?
That is a good question. I'd imagine it's probably somewhere between 500 and 550. Because Sinnoh evolutions and what? Yeah, it's a second, or it's stage 2 Pokemon, so that usually puts it in the 500s area. Let's go 540.
540. I was really hoping that you'd nail it right on the head, but your Magmar does need to take 1 step. It's actually 530.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, like I said, it's somewhere in between those two numbers. I have no clue.
Yes, very...
I mean, that was an awesome guess.
Yeah. No, I mean, to narrow it down there, at most it was, narrowing into that window, at most it was going to take 5 steps, so very good job. All right, but, so right now we are looking at Basket has 15, R Sigma has 7. You guys are doing, collectively, you are, under 25, so this is really good, but this is the question that separates the boys from the men. This is the national Pokedex number question.
Oh, man.
Basket, on your team, you had a Garchomp, always a very scary Pokemon. What is Garchomp's national Pokedex number?
Okay, I'm going to have to do some, mental math here. So, right now, I'm thinking about how many Pokemon there were.
You take the max number in Gen 4 and minus, Wardy because it's not one of the old evolutions.
Yeah,
and it's not one of the 15 legendaries that they had.
Yeah. So that's basically kind of what I'm trying to do here. I'm gonna guess early to mid 400s and 415.
415. All right. So, your Tyrogue, he's got a workout ahead of him now. he starts going down the path, and he's thinking about how far he's gone so far. So he passes the 15 step mark on this one, and he's a little bit winded, but he keeps on going. And he's like, man, I think I can do pretty well with this. Takes a total of 30 steps.
Because it is
445 Sigma. I do have to say that your advice of taking the max number and subtracting 40 wasn't too bad. That was actually really good.
It would have gotten him to like 453 or something like that. So
it's 4-4.
I couldn't remember like the exact amount, and I was trying to like think like what's a good mid range number. I should have gone with I should have gone the higher end.
Right. I've done living dexes before, so I kind of know the end numbers for most of the decks.
Yep.
I never have done a living deck, so that's where that's where that comes.
Sinnoh Pokemon are rough to figure out.
For sure. And for me, like, obviously people know 151 and 250 pretty easily. I believe it's like 386 for Gen 3, 493 in Gen 4.
649 for Gen 5, I believe.
Yep, that sounds right.
721.
And then like
Gen 7's weird. It's like 807 right now. But
809 if you count Meltan and Melmetal.
It's weird.
So yes, in completing a Pokedex, like that number just keeps showing up on your screen when you open it up. So it kind of gets ingrained in your mind. But other tip, like the reason I would have thought about this is just for some reason I know that Gabite is 444. So anyway. So, Basket, that lands you at 45. Important news is your Tyrogue did not have to hop off the mountain, did not have to grab a hang glider. Your Tyrogue is just fine. And Sigma also has to answer, so you could still win this. Let's see what Sigma does in response. Now, Sigma, you gave me your team, and I was looking over it, and I wanted to use Exegrill for the evolution. I wanted to use Mamoswine, and the rest of your team are like legendary. So again, if you if you know those dex numbers, like you just saying, you just basically say that last dex number, and you're within like 20. So I had to pick something different. I went with a different ground.
So Basket loses.
I had to go with a different ground type Pokemon, and I think I picked one that should be a decent challenge for you. I want to know, what is the national Pokedex number of Crocodile?
Ooh, that is a tough one because Unova's massive. absolutely massive.
It literally is the biggest generation.
Let's see. It shows up somewhat mid game, so I'm going to guess it's somewhere in the mid 500s because it shows up right after the third gym, and Unova's really good about keeping Pokemon in order of where they appear in that dex, so we're gonna go with 540.
540. All right, so very good guess, and so your Magmar is gonna start walking down the path, and kind of similar to Basket, thinks about how far it's gone already, the seven steps, and it passes that seven step mark, and almost doubles how far it's gone after that. It takes 13 steps, with Crocodile being at level, or sorry, at number 553.
Ooh, I should have gone with that 553.
So.
Oh, well.
So the Sigma, that means you did this in a total of 20 steps. Nice job, both of you. You did a very good job. We threw in an extra category, which makes this game a little bit harder, and you both kept both of your Pokemon on the mountain. But ultimately, Sigma, you are the winner. You did it only 20 steps. Very good job. Very good job to both of you. I'm very impressed with how you did on this.
Nice.
So.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good job. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we will catch you with our last game on the flip-flop. Does your Gulpin spit up when it only meant to belch? Did your Hypno eat a bad dream? Is there an earthquake in your golem's bowels? Take Pepto-Absol for Nocidra, Love Disc Burn, Upset Swallet, and Dialgaria.
That's Pepto-Absol. Use as directed. Do not take if allergic to ingredients of Awakening, Antidote, and Ice, Paralyze, and Burn Heal. May disrupt rest. Ask your doctor if Pepto-Absol is right for you if you have the Insomnia ability. That's Pepto-Absol.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open-source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra of Maryland Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
Say Alola to Alola.
Alola!
Travel the region on local Pokemon with Pokemon Ride.
Tauros are really hard to steer when you have hooves.
Challenge yourself with local trials.
Look at all the little fishy! Oh, big fishy!
Even visit remote islands.
The trees have eyes.
Discover Pokemon exclusive to Alola.
Pack bug spray, because the mosquitoes here are no joke.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey Puckalonians, thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
And now, let's wrap up with Who's That Pokemon? You have 15 yes or no questions to determine what the selected Pokemon is. No questions about name, dex number, generation, or game version are allowed. You need to ask what the Pokemon is as one of the 15 questions in order to win. Good luck, players!
And welcome back from that commercial break, Puckalonians. We are ready to play the classic game taken from the Pokemon TCG cast. We are playing Pokemon, Who's That Pokemon? Pokemon 15 questions. These gentlemen have 15 yes or no questions to figure out which Pokemon I have selected. These were selected basically randomly. So with that, why don't we go ahead and get started. Sigma, you did win the last game. Why don't you go ahead and ask the first yes or no question to figure this one out?
All right. Does this Pokemon have any immunities based on typing?
Yes, this Pokemon does have an immunity based on typing, yes.
Yeah, you gotta throw that based on typing or else you get Levitate Pokemon and...
Yep.
We don't want to touch those.
All right, Basket.
All right, so that was... It has an immunity,
yes,
right?
It has an immunity.
Sorry, I'm writing down the the ones that have immunities so I don't, like, double
sure,
guess
sure.
anything.
I wait till we, like, split it down a little more, but then I... Start going with that.
Is this Pokemon weak to fighting?
No, this is not weak to fighting.
Does this Pokemon have a dual typing?
Yes, it is dual typed. Basket?
Is this Pokemon immune to... Is it immune to... is it immune to fighting?
No, it is not immune to fighting.
Alright, not ghost. Okay. Not ghost. Does this Pokemon share one of its typings with an evolution? Or a dragon.
Yes, this does share an evolution. Does have a type that shares with an evolution. That is question number 5.
Is this Pokemon super effective against water? Or I'm sorry, that yeah. doesn't make sense. is the Pokemon's typing super effective?
Are you saying either typing? Because we know
yes.
it's a dual type. I can so with that question, I guess I can say.
Is it a grass or is it an electric? I guess what it's asking.
Sure. So either way you want to do that, the answer is yes.
So that's one of the typings that doesn't give it an immunity to. So that actually is useful.
All right. So what are you thinking? What's the rundown?
Right now, we know that it is a grass electric type that also has an immunity that is not a ghost type. It's not weak to fighting either. So, which means it's also not a dark type or a steel. Knowing that it's grass electric or electric means that it's not a typing that resists fighting. So that should mean that it's not a steel or dark type, because both of, or normal type either.
Right.
Because those types, electric or grass, doesn't add a resistance to fighting. That gives us a lot of information.
And relatively, I don't think that there's actually that many electric dual types. Like, there's like a good amount, but like compared to other dual types, I don't think that, like, I think they're pretty low.
What other types do we have that have immunities? Can it be like, there's fairy still? There's ground is an option.
It has immunities. Fairy, ground.
Flying. Because it's not dark, steel, normal, or ghost. We know that.
Wait, have we not figured out if it is electric or
we
not?
Know it's electric or grass.
I thought we did.
Or grass.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
It's mixed between the two. Because we know one of its stabs is strong against water. And there's only two types that are strong against water. So.
Right.
And neither of
so
those
then,
have immunities. So
right.
We know it's a grass blank or electric blank with an immune.
Does ground resist rock?
I believe so, because Landorus takes normal damage from stealth rocks. It's not weak to them.
If we ask if it's resistant to
whose question is it?
Rock
I
type.
Ask? Is it mine or?
We've had six questions. This is question seven, and that will be on
okay,
Mu
so
Sigma.
It would be. Is this Pokemon? Actually, that doesn't quite work. It'll resist electric no matter what, with electric or grass typing.
We can suggest things, right?
Let's see. Fairy is there a common weakness between the Pokemon that still have immunities or Pokemon typings that still have immunity?
Well, see, I was thinking about that, but I was thinking that because I think grass and ground both resist rock. So if that's the case, then
grass
we can...
doesn't resist rock. No,
oh, it doesn't. Oh, okay.
It's sad.
I'm going to need a question here, gentlemen. I know you're working through this, but I think a little more information will help you out.
Yeah. Is this Pokemon immune to electric attacks?
No, it is not immune to electric.
It is not a ground type.
I'm just going to straight out ask, so that we can start narrowing this down. Is one of its dual types electric? Or I'm sorry. We already figured that out.
No,
right?
We didn't know if it's electric or grass.
Okay. Is it electric?
Yes, this Pokemon is part electric type.
All right.
Okay.
So electric flying or electric fairy, I think, are what we're on to.
And by the way, you're just past halfway. That is eight questions.
Electric fairy is Tapu Koko and Dedenne. Electric flying is
right.
Rotom. Oh wait,
Zapdos.
It's Zapdos, Amalga, and Rotom. So,
right. Well, there's both.
Thunderous is there
well.
Too. Thundery.
Thundereye.
So we can ask if this Pokemon's immune to earthquake and maybe get rid of half. Like 2/3 of the Pokemon left.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
No, it's mine.
Is it my turn?
Is this Pokemon weak to earthquake?
Okay.
No, this Pokemon is not weak to earthquake.
All right. So it's one of those flying types. There's like four of them now.
Okay. So there's Rotom, Fan, Emolga,
and
one
Zapdos.
Of the Thunders,
so
and Zapdos.
We could ask if it's a legendary. Cuts it down by half.
Let's do that. Yeah.
All right, Bask, it's your turn to ask.
Oh, I'm so sorry. is this a legendary?
Yes, this Pokemon is a legendary.
All right, so we've got a unicorn or a thunderbird. Does this Pokemon have multiple forms?
Yes, this Pokemon does have multiple forms.
Okay. All right. Is this Pokemon Thundurus?
Yes, indeed. This Pokemon is Thundurus. And 12 questions. Nicely done, gentlemen. You did very well. The other thing I want to compliment you on, not that you're intending to do this, this might be the first round of Pokemon 15 questions where there's not been a question about evolution lines.
Huh. Well, once we... electric Pokemon.
You narrowed it down, like, strictly on type and immunity and weaknesses and stuff.
Well, I mean, once he asked the... It was because he started, because once he asked the question, like, is there... does this Pokemon have an immunity... that sent me down a whole new road. I actually like that question.
Yeah,
the first
I like
question
that
too.
Or evolutions. Both of those are my favorites to start with.
Yeah,
the immunity questions are good. Like any question where you can cut stuff in half, like the immunity question's really good, or even the evolution questions are really good too to kind of narrow down like what path you're looking at here. But again, in 12 questions, you guys did a good job. And again, not asking any questions about evolution lines, I thought was very impressive. So wonderful job on that. And with that, I think, especially with the recording issues that I'm experiencing right now, I think it's probably just best not to push our luck and call it here. So, I want to thank you both for joining me, also on relatively short notice. I basically, Basket and Sigma are part of our fantasy football draft league, and I said, hey, are you guys free after we draft? Can you guys record? And they said yes. So, thank you very much for opening up your schedules and joining us for this tonight.
Oh, yeah. Super excited. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to try to be on in October anyway, so I don't mind.
Perfect. Excellent. So, again, thank you very much for both being on here. For the listeners, thank you also for listening to this and listening to Puckle Plus. Remember, on Puckle Plus, you can find our other monthly shows where you can find Jushiro with the TCG cast and Seth Vilo putting out Battlecast monthly. And we also have some of our other shows that randomly show up on here. So, thank you for listening and continue listening in the coming weeks. Please, as always, come hang out with us. Come join us in our Discord and talk about how you enjoyed Game Corner or how we got something wrong or what you were doing while you were listening. Please come and join us in this Discord and chat with us. There'll be a link to that in the description. Come check us out on our social medias. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have a subreddit, I believe, as well. So you can check us out in all those places. And if you have the ability, folks, if you have a little bit of change jingling around in your pockets, please come support us either through our Patreon, where our patrons get some special perks each month, as well as special downloadable shiny Pokemon. You can come and join us there, and you can get those if you are at the appropriate tier. Or check out our TeePublic store, link in the description. You can get some cool stickers, some school notebooks. We're back to school right now, so you can get those things. Or as every kid needs for back to school, they need a tapestry of their favorite Puckle co-host or of their favorite PBL team. So make sure you get those tapestries for back to school. With that, thank you very much for joining us. Gentlemen, go ahead and sign off. All right. And with that...
Take it easy, Puckle peeps. Have a great night.
Thank you, Basket. And Sigma?
Yeah, have a good one.
And as always, I have been Professor Snag. Help control the Breedject population. Get your Nitto spayed and neutered. Good night.
It's closing time. Farewell, my friend.
get hyped up. Hosting the game show, really excited. It's Game Corner. We're gonna have lots of fun. Yeah, this is my intro hype stuff. It'll probably make it into the bloopers. All right.
Magmar. I'm picking Hiker David's Magmar.
Magmar. Wonderful. I like it.
Hiker David is a treasure, a national treasure of Alola. It will be sad. We will never see him again.
I almost want to, like, mumble these Pokemon as I'm doing it, but I realize that I'll be giving it away too early.
Probably. Like, it doesn't have a special attack stat. It has enough special attack to use a Thunder on a Pelipper and get a kick. So it doesn't need much. It doesn't...
I love that reference. I swear, that's going down in Puckle history.
Something like Carnivine, though, I have no clue where that thing goes. It's just so bad.
it's by Chaddox.
And so unremarkable.
It's late Sinnoh, but before the legendaries and before all of the other things.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to guess 450.
Let me think about that one here.
The only place where a good guess, Carnivine actually has any actual use is Pokemon Conquest.
I kind of remember that.
I think, let me throw out a guess here. 450 is a pretty good guess on that. Relating to
Because
Garchomp.
You have a bunch of, like, water and ice Pokemon at the very end.
Yeah,
of the
I think, I
want to
say it's after
decks.
Garchomp, so, like.
Yeah, that's why I'm guessing, like, 450-ish. Because there's a lot of, like, one-up Pokemon in the Sinnoh Dex, which
makes
it so awful.
I'll say 460, but I'm going to look it up right now.
Because there's a lot of babies as well.
Oh, yeah.
That just randomly fill in dex numbers and random evolutions that aren't with the rest of them at the end, like Miss Magus and Hodgegrow.
Look here.
Like, the Sinnoh dex is a mess. An actual mess.
455. 455. Okay. So, nicely done. All right. And as you heard, these gentlemen have 15 questions to try and figure out what Pokemon I have selected. I'm going to say that again because a dog shook its collar in the background. And as you heard, these gentlemen have 15 questions to try and figure out what Pokemon I have selected. I'm going to say that again because a dog shook its collar in the background. With that, thank you very much for joining us. Gentlemen, go ahead and sign off. Or,
well.
I'm so sorry. When you said sign off, I was like ready to like close the Hangouts window.
Oh, hello. You found me. To those of you who are listening to this, who either had the patience to find this or knew that there might be something hiding back here, or to those people who just left this playing on their podcast player, I have a message for you. If you're on Discord, you may have noticed a change to the color of my name in there, and that is because I am stepping away from Game Corner. I've enjoyed it. I love this aspect of Puckle. I love this aspect of Pokemon. But the monthly cycle of this just became a lot for me and my family. And it's something that I decided, on my own terms, I decided that I need to step away from. So, yeah. So, don't need to make a big deal about this. If you want to just, drop a message to me in Discord, you are certainly welcome to do so, but we don't need to make a big hubbub about it. But, thank you, gentle listener, for, listening to me do Game Corner for these last, nearly 3 years now. It's been a wonderful experience, and I really enjoyed making content for you, for the person who has found this, way deep into... end of the episode. So, thank you and good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.